Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Ches in Meseches Beitza, the 622nd daf in Shas. We're going to pick up in the wide lines on Dav Zayin Amud Beis with the topic of our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah had a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether one is allowed to slaughter an animal that's chayiv in Kisu Yadam. Those are animals that are a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, as well as oaf, fowl. So there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Yom Tov, whether one is allowed to slaughter, in a case that one knows that one will need to do Kisui Adam, and, according to a simple reading of the Mishnah, dig out dirt to be able to access the dirt to cover the blood. So our Gemara will analyze that machlokas. On Zayin Amud Beis, we stopped a little early. Yesterday's daf was long and difficult, so we stopped a little early on Zayin Amud Beis. Then we will go on with a discussion of Melachos on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, in regards to digging to access the dirt, where the Mishnah had told us that even Beis Hillel would agree that if the animal had been slaughtered already, so then in such a case, one would be allowed to cover the blood, and the Gemara will discuss, what about the halachos of taking the dirt out of the ground and other implications. Finally, the Gemara will explain a cryptic line in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah concludes that ash is considered prepared before Yom Tov, and does not serve as a problem of Muktzah. The Gemara will try to read those words back into our Mishnah. The Gemara then will discuss the halachos of shechting a koi. A koi is an animal that's a suffix of whether it's a chaya and behema, and the requirement of kisui hadam in such a case. The Gemara in Amud Beis will get back into the problem of removing dirt from the ground and the problem of ketisha, of breaking apart, of doing tochen on the dirt on Yom Tov. And the Gemara will conclude the Amud saying that if there is a legitimate suffix, like the case of a koi, one's not sure if it's chayv and kisui adam, or there's any other type of suffix, so then in such a case, the blood would not be covered on Yom Tov. So let's Bezer Hashem begin six lines into the wide on Zayim on Beis, Hashoychet chayv oif bi Yom Tov. The Mishnah told us that if a person slaughters a non-domesticated animal, which is chayiv in kisui adam as well as fowl, so then in such a case, we have a machloikis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, what one is supposed to do. Let's take a look at the language of the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. Hashoychei chayiv oif biyomta, five lines in, Beis Shammai yomim yachbor bedeker v'yichase. Beis Shammai says that you dig out the dirt, and you could use that dirt to cover. Beis Hillel lo yishchait, Beis Hillel says you should not slaughter, elim kein ha'ilom ofer mucham b'baod yom, unless the dirt was prepared beforehand. The Gemara is going to try to analyze all parts of this Mishnah. Analyze the Gemara. Hashochet, when it says, if one slaughtered, is mashma dievet, that even Beis Shammai says it's permissible only if you did slaughter. But lechatkila, then even Beis Shammai would not permit you, unless, explains Rashi, the dirt was prepared beforehand. Hashochet dievet in lechatkila, ema seifa, asks the Gemara, what about the seifa? Ubeis Hillel omrim lo yishchot, Beis Hillel says that you shouldn't. Lechatchila, michlal the tanakam asavi yishchot. Doesn't it seem that from the sefer that Beis Hillel is describing lechatchila? And we take a look later on. Beis Hillel actually describes b'di'evet that there are times you're allowed to cover. So then, in such a case, it sounds like Beis Shammai is allowing, countenancing it even lechatchila. And says the Gemara lekasha, that is not difficult. Lo yishchot. When Beis Hillel in the Seifa says, Lo Yishchot, Beis Hillel is saying like this, don't slaughter, and if you slaughtered, you still should not cover the blood. However, Beis Shammai din of Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it, means you shouldn't slaughter in the first place. But once you slaughter, then you should do it. The Kisui Adam. In contrast to Beis Hillel says that even if you slaughtered, you still shouldn't do the Kisui Adam. Asks the Gemara, Ema Seifa, but how does that fit in the Seifa? Umodim Shim Shachat, Sheyachbar Badeka Vichasa. That Beis Hillel concedes that if he did the Shechita, that you should do the Kisui Adam. Michlal, the Reisha lav d'yevid hu. We see that Beis Shammai in the Reisha is not b'dyevid, but rather is l'chatchila. That l'chatchila he's being cholik with Beis Hillel and says that you could do the shechita. Question mark. Amar Rabba, so Rabba defends and explains, Hachi kamar. Hashochet shebo limolech. Ketzad, someone who is about to do shechita on Yom Tov and he wants to know how to do it, Omer lo Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, this is what you tell him. Omrim, Omer lo shchot, tell him to shecht, chafar v'chisa, and dig and cover. Beis Hillel omrim, lo yishchot, elim kein ha'ilo ofer mucha mibod yom. So, Rabba changes the tune of the Gemara now a little, where Rabba is saying that the expression hashochet means someone who's about to shecht, he comes and he asks what to do. Beis Shammai says you could shecht, as well as do the kisui hadam. Much closer to the Gemara's original havamina that Beis Shammai is telling you to do it lechatchila. Rav Yosef says the expression hashochet, someone who's coming to shecht, means the following. Hachi kamar. Hashochet shibali malach keitzat. Omer lo Beis Shammai omrim. Beis Shammai says, omer lo, we say to him, lechafar. First, Beis Shammai says that you should dig. The Gemara shortly will explain what's behind this machlokis. Shchot, then do the shchit of a kisa and then cover the dam. Ubeis Hillel omrim, loy yishchot elkein ha'ilo ofer mucham bod yom. So essentially, both Rav Yosef and Rabba say that if someone wants to do shchit on Yom Tov, according to Beis Shammai, we tell him he could do it, and then he'll be able to do kisui adam. Just there's a slightly different order in which he prepares for the kisui adam. Versus the shita of Beis Hillel, the halacha is that we tell him not to unless there's offer muchan mebodyo. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, you said that first you tell him to dig and then to do the shechita. Lema mar v'rabba b'drab zera amarav kama fligusu. According to your presentation of the issue, it seems to be that you're connecting the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to another issue. D'amar Rabbi Zeir Amarav, Hashoichet Tzarech Sheitin Ofer Lamata V'Ofer Lamala. What is the requirement of Kisui Hadam? Of course, Perek Kisui Hadam is in Meseches Chulin. This is discussed there as well, as you see in the Mesoras Hashas, that the requirement is, when it comes to Shechita, there needs to be both dirt on top and below. Shnemar V'Shafach Ezdama V'Kiso B'Ofer. Ofer Lo Nemar Elo B'Ofer. In the dirt. In other words, it sounds like the blood is supposed to be surrounded by the dirt. Melamed shashochet tzarech sheiten ofer lemata va'ofer lemala. Demar islei de Rabbi Zeira. You seem to be holding like Rabbi Zeira. And that's why, if there isn't dirt underneath, you need to dig the dirt beforehand, as Rav Yosef had suggested. V'rabba leslei de Rabbi Zeira. And Rabba is not going like Rabbi Zeira. Amalei, Rav Yosef responded, Bein l'didi, bein l'rabba, islan de Rabbi Zeira. No. Both of us agree with Rabbi Zeira's rule that there's supposed to be blood above and below. V'hacha ha'ka mefliginon. And rather, the machlokis revolves around something else. Rabba sava e gav from the mata in iloi loi. If there's dirt underneath, fine. And if there isn't, then in this case, he shouldn't dig the dirt. Why? Dilma mamlich v'lo shachat. He might get distracted, he might get forget, and something's going to happen. Now remember, Rabbosai, this is Yom Tov. And if it's Yom Tov, so then it could very well be, the Gemara is going to analyze in a moment, what types of malachos are involved with accessing the dirt, but he might be over a malacha, as Rashi describes, three lines from the bottom. Although Rashi's language is precise, where Rashi says, nimtza shechofer b'chinam. It's going to turn out that he's going to be digging for no reason. If we'd be learning bi'iyun, we would need to compare this Rashi to the Maskanas HaGemara later on, that we're about to get to, in regards to the Isser of digging on Yom Tov. But either way, it will be a problem. Rashi seems to say it's Chofer Bechinam. Uladidi continues Rav Yosef, but according to me, Ha'adifa, it would be better to allow him to make the hole. Dilo Sharisle, because if you're not going to do it, Asalim Noah Besimchas Yom Tov, he'll end up not shechting the animal, he won't be able to shecht the animal, and he won't be able to be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara now analyzes the statement of the Mishnah, Umoidim Shem Shachat Sheyachbar B'deker V'yechase, and that is the concession of Beis Hillel, that if the shechita is already done, then you could dig the hole. So what exactly is the heter to dig this hole? This is an important couple of lines in the Gemara. Second to last line in Zayin Amar Beis. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'hu sheyesh al deker notes mibod yom. That if there was a spade already put into the ground, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. Rashi explains that what Rav Yehuda is doing is the following. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that here, in the case of our Mishnah, Beis Hillel does not permit it, the Shechita, based on the idea that there is an assay of the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, and there is a los assay of los assay chol melacha, and that is a reason we're going to see that there are some later on who are going to advance such an argument, that would be the reason that would be permissible to make the hole in the ground. Says Rav Yehuda, no, that's not what's going on over here. The reason why it's permissible over here is because the hole has been already made, and there would be no Isur Daraisa at play. Asks the Gemara, Vaha Ka'avi Ketisha, even if the hole was made, but nevertheless, one is doing grinding. Kotesh is a tolda of tochen, and that is aser on Yom Tov as well. Amrav Chia Barashi, Amrav, Ba'ofer Tichuachu. We're talking about a case where the ground was not a hard ground. And since the ground was not hard, it was already loose, there is no grinding that was necessary to do. Asks the Gemara, but you haven't taken care of the problem of the Malacha. Asks the Gemara on top line, but he's going to make a hole, and that's an Isur of Boneh. Answers the Gemara, Kidder Rabbi Abba. According to Rabbi Abba, it's not a problem.
If a person digs a hole, and his intention is not to make a hole, rather, his intention is only for the dirt, that's called a malacha sheinatzricha legufa. An explanation is in order. On Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi describes that malacha in Shabbos, that malacha sheinatzricha legufa means something that is an absolute malacha. It has all the trappings of the malacha. It looks like a malacha. It's a malacha. However, there's one important variable. He doesn't want a positive result from that malacha. It's just removing a negative. A classic example of that would be in the time of the Mishkan, they put out fire in order to create charcoal. What happens if a person extinguishes a flame because he doesn't want the light? That's very common. So in such an instance, that is a malacha shein tzichel gufa. He's removing a negative, the light, as opposed to creating the positive. Over here, he's removing a negative that he doesn't want the dirt to be clumped together, but he has no intention in creating a positive result of having a hole. And for that reason, a malacha shein tzichel gufa, the halacha is that it is potur. Tosis points out that in Dibra Maskel Ve'eno, that it should still be Pater Avalasar, and he says because of Simchas Yom Tov, the halacha is that it will be permissible. Tosis also points out above in Dibra Maskel Ba'afar that the only time that would be considered a problem of making a hole on Shabbos is if the hole had hard dirt around the soft dirt. The Gemara already said we were talking about soft dirt, and it wasn't a problem with Ketisha, but it was surrounded by harder dirt, then there would be a problem making a hole. Tosis points out if all of the dirt was thin, if all the dirt was not clumped, then in such a case it would not be a problem of making a hole on Yom Tov. So let's review what we have in our Gemara. We have first, our Gemara is suggesting that the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in regards to whether l'chatchila one is allowed to shecht if one knows that one's going to need to do malacha on Yom Tov for Kisui Hadam. Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says that if the dirt is prepared, and the Gemara clarifies that if we're talking about dirt that one does not need to grind, and the only problem making a hole would be a malacha shein tzricha legufa, then in such a case, Beis Hillel would allow for one to shecht lechatchila on Yom Tov. So let's Beis Hashem pick up three lines from the top of Chesam and Alf. Beis Hillel adds a cryptic expression, She'efer kira muchanhu. Now that's a really strange expression, considering that we've been talking about offer with an ayin, afar, dirt. That is what we were discussing, and we discussed in the above Gemara about digging it from the ground. Afer with an aleph is ash. And the Gemara says, ash from a stove is considered prepared according to Beis Hillel. Asks the Gemara, Afer ki ramandikar shmei. Where did we mention at all ash? We've been talking dirt. What did Beis Hillel mean when he says, Afer ki ramuchan? Now the Gemara, for the rest of the daf, is going to give different explanations of what Beis Hillel was referring to. Let's first see Rabbah's. Amar Rabbah hachikamer. Ve'efer kira muchanu. You add a vav. Ve'efer kira muchan. And the ash from the dirt, from the oven, is considered prepared, and there you would have no problem of muktzah. In such an instance, Beis Hillel would say that l'chatchila you could shecht. Am Rav Yehuda Merav loishan. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. This only applies el shehusak be'erev yomtiv, that the stove was used on erev yomtiv. The ash was created on erev yomtiv. Aval husak b'yomtiv aser. But if it was used on yomtiv, the ash only came about on yomtiv. It's aser because as a din of muktzah, Rashi explains, because there's no way to one could argue that his das was on it, had prepared it on erev yomtiv. However, there's one time that even if it was created on Yom Tov, it would be mutter. The imroi litzos ba beitza. If the ash is still hot, it could be used to cook an egg, to roast an egg, mutter. It'll be permissible. Rashi explains, and this is a very interesting observation, says Rashi in the Ramaskal mutter, d'mei etmo ba'oidem eitzim hayimuchanim lahasik. Yesterday, on Erev Yom Tov, it was prepared. The wood was ready to be used to heat up food. So now, too, you're just doing what it was ready to use on Erev Yom Tov, and that is going to be permissible. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn this in Brice as well. Kish Amru, Efer Kirim Muchan Hu Lo Amr Ela Shehusak Me'erev Yom Tov. Avel Husak Bi Yom Tov Asur. If it was turned into ash on Yom Tov, it's going to be Asur, as we mentioned above. Vimroi Litzos Ba Beitza Mutter, because it's a continuation of its status on Erev Yom Tov. The Braisa adds another halach in regards to dirt that's considered prepared before Yom Tov. Hichnis afar leganoso lecharvaso. If he brings a lot of dirt to his garden, he's planning to add dirt to his garden, or in general to add dirt to a area that's a churva, an area that has a dilapidated building. Mutar lechasoisaboy. Then he's allowed to use that dirt to cover the dam. And the reason that's permissible, Rashi explains, is because the dirt is designated for his use before Yom Tov. Amar Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda also taught, Machnis adam meloi kupasa afer vasaba kol tzarko. You're allowed to fill up a box of dirt and say, I'm going to use it for my needs on Yom Tov. Darsh marzutra mishmeid marzutra. Rabba. Marzutra, quoted the name marzutra, Rabba. Vuhu sheichad le keren zavis. The one time it's considered non-muktzah is if he designates it in a particular corner. In other words, that shows that he's important. It's important to him to designate for his use on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, may sive. Is it true that dirt that has been designated before Yom Tov can be used? Koi. Koi is a type of animal, something some Mefarshim point out, similar to a buffalo, which is neither... It's a suffix of whether it is a chaya or a behemoth. Is it considered domesticated or undomesticated? What's a nafkamina for kisui adam? Says the Mishnah in Bikurim, koi, ein shech denaisa b'yomtif. You can't slaughter on yomtif because it might be a chaya and require kisui adam. And misafik, you can't be mechased adam on yomtif. Vim shachto, but if you slaughter it, ein mechased as dama. Then you do not do kisui adam. V'i, isa, and if you hold that there is a simple solution, as Rav Yehuda had suggested, that one is allowed to prepare Yom Tov beforehand, l'chasi k'd Rav Yehuda, just before Yom Tov, designate afar, and then you'll be able to shecht the koi. Asks Gemar, v'luta mech l'chasi b'efer kira b'dekar nards. According to your reasoning, you don't even need to designate dirt beforehand. According to Beis Shammai, we had learned that Efer Kira is considered Muchan. Elo de Lesle. Must be that there was no ash that was available. There was no Efer Kira. Hachanami de Lesle. And we're talking about a case where he didn't designate dirt beforehand.
Yachi, Mayir Yisafik, says Gemara, if that would be so, this halach would not only apply to a koi, which is a suffik, afilu vaday namilo, according to Beis Hillel, it would be problematic to shecht a full-fledged chaya, because you're not allowed to do the malacha lechatchila, to create a phenomenon of shechita then that requires you to do malacha for kisui adam. Answers the Gemara, loy mi boi kamar. The Gemara is listing off what are dvarim pshutim that can't be done. Loy mi boi vadai de lo lishchot. When it comes to a vadai, an animal that certainly needs kisui adam, you shouldn't do it. Aval safek, but if it's a safek, ein mishum simchas yomtiv lishchot v'lo lechasya, maybe we would say that you should slaughter it for simchas yomtiv and not do kisui adam. Kamash malon, the chidush is that no, you should not shech the safek and not cover it due to simchas yomtiv. You should sit still and not be mekayim simchas yomtiv and not put yourself into a position where you have a safek kisui adam and you can't do anything about it. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. V'almi diktani seifa, but didn't we learn in the seifa? V'mshachato emachasin es damo. That if you slaughter and there is no dirt, so then the halacha is that you do not do kisui adam. Michlal b'di'isle askinan. So that would seem to indicate, and if there is going to be dirt, so then what would be the problem of slaughtering the koi? Says the Gemara, three lines from the top. We have to suggest the following chidush, that Efer Kira is considered prepared for the Vadai, and it's not considered prepared for the koi, and it can't be used. Says the Gemara, Safik my time alone. Why can't we use it for the Safik? The Ka'avit Guma. You're going to say, because you're going to make a hole, Vadai Nami Ka'avit Guma. And we already got through saying on the top of Chesamet Aleph that if the hole is being made only for the offer, it's Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Elcha de Rabbi Abba. It must be like Rabbi Abba had taught that it was going to be Mutter, as we suggested before. Here Rashi says it's considered Mekalkel. Hachanami ked Rabbi Abba. Elasafik Mai Taima. Dilma Avi Ketisha. What's the reason, another reason you might want to be Machmir by the Koi? Because he might come to grind it. Vadei nami nigzar mishum ketisha. If we're afraid that you're going to come to grind a suffix, there should be the same problem with the vadei. Answers the Gemara here, an important klal, vadei, when it comes to the vadei. Ki ka'avi ketisha, even if you do ketisha, you grind it. Asi asei, v'dachi esos asei. The mitzvah of Kisui Adam is going to be doche the lav of los asam locha. Asks the Gemara, Emer dam rinan osi asev doche sose kigom mila bitzaras. If you have mila on the tzaras, on the one hand the Torah says yishomer benega tzaras, on the other hand it says bayom hashmini. So the Gemara in Shabbos Akuf Lamed Beizam and Beiz says that's an example of osi asev doche los asev inami sodim bitzitzis. Or if a person puts wool and tzitzis on a linen beged, so that's also an example. Say dochelos. Say the beidin of the kamar maaker lav kamokim la say. At the moment that you're violating the lav, you're fulfilling the say. Hach the mitzvah say. That's a positive obligation. Hach over here beidin of the kamaaker lav lo mokim la say. At the moment that you're being over the lav, when you're grinding the dirt, you're not being the kind to say. Answers the gemara. Halo kasha. That's not difficult. The Bahadi, the Kotish Kamechasi, he's grinding and he's covering at the same time. Saif says the Gemara, Yomtif Asevu Lo Sasehu. But Yomtif is not only an Isra Lo Sasecho Melacha, it also has a mitzvah Saseo Shabbosan. The Yomer Rishon Shabbosan, the Torah says in Parshas Emor. Ve'ein Asei Doches Lo Sasev Asei. And the mitzvah Kisui Adam should not be Doches something that has both a lav and is Asei. Mirtzah Shem, looking forward to doing Yevamos with you on Davov. In Yevamos, the Gemara elaborates on this concept. So we're once again stuck. When it comes to a koi, one is not allowed to do shechita followed by kisui adam. Yet, when it comes to a vadai, with certain provisions as described on the Gemara, by the Gemara in the bottom of Zayin and Mebeis going to top of Chesam and Aleph, the halacha is permissible. Elam Arava! Rather, Rava explained, what did Rabba mean? At the beginning of our sugya, remember we said we're going to be analyzing the words of the Mishnah, Efer Kira Muchanhu, and
we came to the difficulty, if Efer Kira Muchan means that when the Mishnah says that if you have ash, then you'll always be able to use it for Kisa Adam, then we got stuck with a koi, then why is it that you can't shech the koi and do Kisa Adam Misafek? Elam Rava, what did Rava mean? Efer Kira Daita Levata Ivein Daita Lesafek. That when he has an Efer Kira, so then his das is to designate it to be used for Kisa Adam, for a Vadai Chaya, something that certainly has a requirement of Kisa Adam, but his das is not on a Safik. V'ozda Rava L'tame, Rava's L'shitasa, Do'amer Rava, Hichnes Ava L'chasas Bo Tzoa, Muta L'chasas Bo Adam Tzipor. If you intended to use dirt to cover excrement, that was the toilet system in those days, they would use dirt, so there was dirt that was designated before Shabbos, you're allowed to use that dirt also for Kisa Adam. Dam Tzipor, Osus L'chasas Botzah. But for the Dam Tzipor, if you designate for Kisa Adam, you can't use it to cover excrement. The reason for this, Rashi explains, is that in those days they would only use this in the bathroom, this dirt, to cover excrement of a child. And many times they didn't even need it at all. In contrast, if he knows he wants to eat fowl on Yom Tov, he's definitely going to shechted. So hence, the kisui of the tzoa is a suffix. Dam tzipor is a vadai. We see that you could only use the dirt for a vadai hachana and not a suffix hachana. Nahar bloi, which was an expression for Rami bar Meribi, that who disagrees. Nahar bloi yamri afilu hichne tzofa l'chas bo dam tzor mut l'chas bo tzoa. But we're going to follow the original opinion that says that it can't be used. Amri b'mar rava. Pligi, they used to say in the West is the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Pligi bar Rav Yosef bar Chum of Rabbi Zeir, Varmi lo Rabba, Rava, Breid Rav Yosef bar Chum of Rabbi Zeir. Chad Omer Koi Harehu Kitzoa. One says that a Koi is considered like excrement. Chad Omer Koi Eino Kitzoa. And the other one says it's not considered like excrement. This time the Rav who? Da Omer Koi Harehu Kitzoa. Rava, was the one who said that has a din like excrement. If you say a koi is like tsoa, just like the halacha is that if you designate offer to use for excrement, the halacha is that's not muksa. So too, you could do the same thing for a koi and designate the dirt to be used when you slaughter the koi for kisui adam, while the other man, the Amar, says it's different. Rava holds that it's like the Amar Rava. Hichnas Avel Chasbot Tzoa Mutal Chasbot Dam Tzipor. Dam Tzipor Asa Chasbot Tzoa. That if you intended to use offer the Chasbot Tzoa, it's going to be mutter to use for Kisu Adam. But certainly you could use it for Kisu Tzoa. Same thing in regards to a koi. Rama Breid Rav Yeva Amar Koi Hainu Taim Delo Machsinon. The reason why we don't cover a koi, the reason why Machmir is a totally different reason. We're afraid that if people are going to see that you're allowed to cover its blood, they're going to think it's a chaya and not a safek. And the halacha is that a chaya's fats are permissible. A behema's fats are prohibited. They'll think that if you treat it on Yom Tov, like a chaya that has a din of a chaya, by covering its blood, and you'll be matar the chelev, and that would be an iser of a safek d'oraisa. Ihachi says Gemara Afilu b'chol nami, that during the week also then we shouldn't allow you to cover the dam of a koi because people will come to think that's a chaya. Says the Gemara, in the weekday there's a lot less at stake. B'chol amri, if people are going to see you playing around with dirt during the weekday, l'naker chatzeiro hutzar, he's doing some type of renovations on his backyard, on his courtyard. But he's doing some renovations on his courtyard. Since he's doing some renovations on his courtyard, they won't necessarily assume that the koi has a din of a chaya and be matir the chelev. Says the Gemara, okay, you explain that case, but shachat ba'ashba ma'ikal mimer. What happens if he slaughtered the koi in a garbage area, an area where he would not use for renovations? Bali malach ma'ikal mimer. What if he comes to ask you whether he has a chiyuv of kisui adam, and then you're going to tell him yes, and he's going to think that it's a chayu, could he eat the chelev? Elo says the Gemara, that's not such a strong kasha. Bechol, Rashi says we don't have to gear sinami, misafka,
Amri le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will present to him, it's a safek. Zil tarech v'chasi. They'll tell him, go be matriach and to do kisui, even though it's a safek. B'yomtov, but on yomtov, im a safek, if it's a safek, mi amri le Rabbanan zil tarech v'chasi. Will the Rabbanan tell him, as a he should be matriach and do kisui adam? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi is a little bit difficult over here. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the explanation is that the Rabbanan would not tell him to do a tircha on Yom Tov of kisui adam, and so therefore, particularly on Yom Tov, we tell him not to do the kisui adam. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, once we don't tell him to do the kisui adam on Yom Tov because of tircha, we don't make the gzeira of kisui adam by a koi during the weekday, but that's only because on Yom Tov we're going to have a chash that they're going to be matir chalbo because they're going to tell him not to do it, not to do the kisui as a tircha, and for that reason, a koi, you don't do the kisui adam on Yom Tov. The Gemara now continues with another example of where one does not do kisui adam in a case of safek on Yom Tov. Tani Rebbe Zero, 5 lines from the bottom of Chesem Beis. Loi koi bol vad amru. Not only by a koi do we say, as Rami Breid Rav Yeba had taught, that you don't do kisui. Elafilu shachat beimah v'chayev v'oif. What happens if you had a chaya and oif which have kisui adam, but their blood is also mixed with a behemah that's potter from kisui adam? Then it's prohibited to do kisui adam. Again, because of the issue of tircha, that you're doing an extra tircha for the dam behema that's mixed up inside. That only applies in an instance where you can't do the kisui with one thrust of the spade. Because anyhow, you have to do a thrust of a spade. So then, however, avol yochel lechasosa b'dikira achas motor, because whether there was dam behema or not, you would do one thrust of a spade for the chay and the of. Says Gemara pshita, that's pashumal the same as says Gemara. I would have thought nigzer we should make gzera dikira achas atu shtei dikiras, that you shouldn't do it at all, lest he come to do two acts of covering the kisui adam. Kamash malon, the chiddush is that you shouldn't make that gzeira, but if there will be a tircha, an extra tircha, because of the dam ha-behema, so then, in such an instance, he doesn't do the kisui adam because of tircha b'yomtev. What emerges from the end of our daf is how machmir chazal were about doing an extra tircha on yomtev, to the point that we wouldn't even do a kisui adam for a safek koi, or we would not do kisui adam, even an extra act of tircha, if there was a taruvus of dam behema chayv of, all because of tircha. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Ches in Maseches Beitza.